and we're up to a brand new marvelous sugya, which is two lines up from the middle of the page. Boy mine rava mirav nachman. Yesh mi'ila b'kol amot olot. This is something that we've been speaking about earlier. We know that there is the basis of nidarim is actually related to nidrei hekdesh. Torah puts the two together. According to some shitot, there is no such thing as a neder unless you make it accessed to nidrei hekdesh, actually. Remember, we talked about this in the very first day that we started the Masechet, that there are some who hold that every neder actually works through a hadfasa. So that even if you say, Dover ze asur alai, which you think is just a pure neder, because certainly many Rishonim hold. Others say it's just a yad to a hadfasa, the koni. So that essentially what you're really doing always is you refer to korbanot, to konamot. And if that's the case, then it means that the source of the dinim of nedarim, and that means even the surim of the Dorm, are linked to Hegdash. Can we take that a step further, the Gemara wants to know, and can we say that in the event that you do link it to a netter of Hegdash, you say Konim, Korba, or according to those other Rishonim, even if you don't, because it's automatically linked to a Yad, Yad Fasai, shall we also say that just like there's a Lo Yachel Devaro, certainly a Lo Yachel Devaro by Hegdash, if you promise something to Hegdash and you violate it, besides the question of Mi'ilah, you're going to be all around Lo Yachel Devaro. Does it work in the inverse as well? Lo Yachel Devaro, you cannot undo what it is that you've said, and if you do, there's also a din of Mi'ilah. So obviously there's some Nedarim that might not work out that way. So that if you don't Alas, you ask for some Hana'ah, but there's no actual Chafetz. Your Hana'aza, can that also be like Hegdash? I mean, there's no Hegdash without an object doesn't have Me'ilah. It needs to be an object. If I Aser Hana'ah that comes from you to me, we don't have an equivalent of it. That's a question that is raised. Let me just finish the thought, then we'll get to it. So, do we also say that just like Hegdash has a Isser of Me'ilah, and if you use it against its specific determined purpose, which in the course of Hegdash obviously would be the Bet HaKapayot, or the Mizbeach, as the case might be, then you would be over on, besides the din of Lo Yachel, on Mi'ilah, and that Mi'ilah would cause you to bring a Korban Mi'ilot. Of course, by Hegdash it does more than that. It also makes you incur a fine when you pay Hegdash back the money. When we're talking about Nedarim, that wouldn't be applicable, clearly, because the Neder has nothing to do with monetary value. So we couldn't say, well, there's also a fine. I didn't take anything from anyone. So perhaps that piece isn't exactly the same. But maybe there would be Me'ilah. And furthermore, we already saw another very strange connection to this, which is we spoke about Yesh lo pidyon o ein lo pidyon in the Mishnah earlier. And we, according to those shitot that say, which is here Rebbe Meir, although elsewhere we switch it around and say it's the Chachomim. According to those who hold Yesh Milah Konamot, we said the Yesh Lo Pidyon or Ein Lo Pidyon that appeared in the Mishnah over there is a reference to Nedarim, not to Hegdash. So, which would mean that if I ask for a particular Chafetz, then what I could do is I could say, okay, this Chafetz is worth $100. I'm going to take the Isser on this Chafetz and put it on this $100 bill. That's an amazing idea. Because that's what I can do with Hegdash. If this thing is Hegdash, let me pay. It's okay, well, let's take this instead of this. Take the Hegdash off of it and put it on here. That's what a pidyon is. It's an amazing concept. Right, so it extends the dinim of just the lashon of neder from Hegdash to the actual content of the dinim of nedarim as deriving essentially from the very idea that with your commitment to a thing, you can create isurim on it that then affect you. Back. Now, there's also an additional question which we're going to see, which is a big machlokas we showed you, as to whether we're talking about affecting others or we're talking about affecting you. In other words, can I make somebody else asur on something and also be over as an isser of Me'ilah? Or this is entirely a focus on my speech? You must not abrogate your word. You must not do differently or you're being moel against your word. But there's no objective state that could asser another person and be machayev him on a korban me'ilah where you didn't make it ekdish. Now that's the Rambam sheet. The Rambam sheet is, well, you didn't make the netter. We can't be machayev you on the korban me'ilah. Oh, can't be machayev you. You didn't make the netter. Somebody else made the netter. Can't be machayev you on me'ilah. However, the Ran very vehemently argues, and has been arguing throughout the Masechta, starting from back at Tezavod, continues to argue over here, brings rise from our sugya, many rise against the Ramba, but that's all another question at all. If there is Mi'ilah, who is the one being Mi'ilah? That we'll talk about. And now, Abba, yes, sir?
Can you give the use of an animal to Hekdesh?
Yes, but there is special dinim with Hekdesh. When Hekdesh gets hold of something, we're talking about a Kenyan Peirot,
Let him use a box for...
Yeah, but that's a Kenyan Peirot. The question is, once a Kenyan Peirot becomes a Kenyan Agruf, then the whole thing might accrue to him. Especially when you're talking about a Mizbeach. That's a din that had. The Mizbeach grabs things. You give the Mizbeach a finger, it takes a hand. So, all right, but that's not for us right now. That's a parsha in Temura and in Erechim, which we'll get to soon. So, this is the question. Is there Mi'ilah B'Kona Motolo? Didn't we just say in the Mishnah a moment ago that Mokom Shenotelin Aleha Sachar Tipol Hana'ala Hekdesh? Why in the world would the Tana have said that when you are giving an Aveda, the case that we had was you're giving back an Aveda to somebody who swore he's not going to derive benefit from you, and normally you're paid for that service and you refuse payment, so then the guy can't keep the money, he's got to give the money to Hekdesh. Well, who ever heard of giving the money to Hekdesh? Usually when we talk about something being Usr, to demonstrate its Isr, we say, throw it into the Yam HaMelech. Right? Yolich HaNa'al Yam HaMelech. Why would he give it to Hekdesh? Unless there is, in fact, some specific connection to Hekdesh, you see, says Rav Nachman. So, Ma Hekdesh, Lameim, I mean, obviously it's telling you Ki Hekdesh. There's a similarity here to Hekdesh. And ma hekdesh yesh bo mi'ilah, afkon amod yesh bo mi'ilah, in which case, we refer to hekdesh over here, to bringing it to hekdesh, not because it's owned by hekdesh, because obviously you didn't give it to hekdesh, but because since we're dealing with kon amod, it makes sense to mention that that's essentially what we're looking at. We're looking at hana that is out of your hands and is in hekdesh. Now, there is a mashmot in Rashi, when we had this sugya before in Yevamot, that when you say konim, it actually has elements in it of Kedushat Berek Abayit for you, which is a completely different approach. So, but we'll stick with this Ron's approach.
It's also not Hekdesh as well, Berek Abayit.
Yeah, that's the problem. We're talking about something that's similar to Hekdesh, not really Hekdesh. So when it says over here, Ke Hekdesh, it doesn't mean it is Hekdesh. It means it... It is like Hekdesh, and therefore we use Hekdesh as the template for discussing what to do with it as well. Actually, says the Gemara Ketanoi, the truth is that this is a Machloket Tanai. Koni Mikikar Zo Hekdesh, Vachlo. And somebody says this is Hekdesh, and it's Hekdesh on everybody. So if he eats it, or somebody else eats it, Benu Ben Chaveiro, Ma'al, lafichach yesh lapidyon, since there has me'ilah dinim in it, it also has pidyon dinim in it. And it's possible to take off the iser and to move it on to something else. But, on the other hand, if you say kikar zu alai hekdesh, not lehekdesh, the le is very disturbing, and the Bach takes it out, because lehekdesh would mean, of course, you're actually giving it to hekdesh, which is not the issue over here. The issue is, are you making it like hekdesh? So kika zo alai hekdesh ve'akla. Since he only asked it on himself, hu ma'al, but chaveiro lo ma'al. Lefichach ein la pidyon, and therefore it's not really similar to hekdesh. It doesn't have the dinim of pidyon of hekdesh. Divrei Rabbi Meir. V'kachamim amrim ben kach u'ben kach lo ma'al lefishen mila b'kon amot. Now elsewhere the Gemara inverts the shitot, and as Rabbi Meir is saying, ein mila b'kon amot. It's another indication that the correct psak is yesh mi'ilah b'kon amot. This is not brought so much lahalacha today because the only element of the mi'ilah is not financial, it's only korban. So we don't have korbanot. So there wasn't much discussion on this issue when we showed him and discussed the halacha. Omer le'i Rav Acha, b'rei le'i Rav Avi le'i Rav Ashi. taking this comparison now a step further, if a guy would say kikri alech, of course this relates to the questions we had yesterday. Somebody says kikri alech, it's also, we ended up saying it's also to give it to him b'matana also, and that's why I say kikri alech. So continuing with that same theme, it's now binds the two sukkahs together. If you say kikri alecha and you give it to him b'matana, now we said that you're not allowed, he's not allowed to direct benefit even if it was b'matana, which indicates you shouldn't give it to him b'matana. I mean, so mima'al, is there a mi'ila there? And if there is, who is the one who is mo'al? I mean, shall we say that the notain is mo'al? I mean, he didn't ask for anything on himself, he only asked it on the other guy. So if he's giving it to him, how could he be mo'al when he never said anything should be also on me? On the other hand, lim'ol mekabel, what, that mekabel should be mo'al? I mean, for what? For taking it, this is really weird, because you see, if the me'ila is, remember there's two aspects of me'ila, this also binds the sugyas together, we spoke yesterday, two different aspects of me'ila. One is the utilization of a thing that is also on you to utilize because it belongs to Hegdash. The other was the removal of the thing from the Rishus of Hegdash. This Gemara is an almost maddening extension of the question that we just raised. We were talking about Yesh Mi'ila B'Kon Hamod. Wouldn't you have thought that the meaning is, if there's an Isser on you from being Nene on the thing, and you're over on the Ana'a, so then you're Mo'el. Does it make sense to say, if you remove the object from the Rishus and the individual who asked it upon you, it should be like removing it from Agnes? That's weird. And yet, that's what Rabbah is questioning over here. Since, by Hegdash, if you had taken something out of the Rishus of Hegdash, even though you didn't know it was Hegdash, you removed it from the Rishus of Hegdash, that would be a Me'ila, Me'ila B'Shoshim. So over here, had you been the one who was usher to give Hana'ah, so then okay, then I would say you were Me'ila, by removing it from the Rishus. Stunning. Had that been the case.
Yeah.
Right, so then if you were the one who removed it actively, or to get Hana, if you removed it, so then fine, you would be over.
In other words,
if I literally asked it on myself, that might, you know. It's difficult to do that with a netter, but right, I can't say your Hana is also on me, obviously. That I can't do. So, but the question over here is, I never removed it from your Rishus. You removed it from your Rishus by giving it to me. Right? Oh, come on. So in this case, I didn't remove it from your Rishus. You gave it to me. Now, if I had wanted to take it, then by my accepting it, I'm making a kinyan that takes it out of your Rishus. But over here, I would never have accepted it had I known that this was something that would cause me'ila on me. So therefore, this is not similar to a standard case of mi'ilah. If I would, after taking it, I would give it to somebody, right, get it out of my rishus, then you could say I'm active in actually removing it from the rishus. But over here, this was a mistake. You put it in my hand. Sorry, I never, it's like a ta'ud, a mekach ta'ud. I never would have been mekablet from you as a kinyan. Your physical placement in my hand without a dot of me to be kinyan is meaningless. Therefore, how could we say the notain is not going to be male? How about the mekabel? Mekabel yachol lomar. He could always say, look, I never intended to accept something from you that was going to be an issur to accept. Hetera ba'iti issur lo ba'iti. I certainly wasn't issur involved in being mekabel issur. Omar le, so Rav Ashi said, mekabel ma'al likishi yotzi. You're right. The notain for sure can't be mo'el. But the mekabel can be mo'el, not when he accepts it, but when he removes it from his rishus, because there is me'ila b'shogeg in those cases. Shekola motzi ma'ot hegdesh l'chulim. Somebody who had money of hegdesh in his rishus, and he thought, kasova shalchulino, he thought the money was regular chulin money, he didn't know it was hegdesh. And he goes and he pays him a kolet bill with that money. He will be mo'el. Avzer mo'el, in which case this man would also be over on Mi'ila. Now from here the Ron says, now this doesn't stamp the sheet of the Rambam in the ground, I don't know what does. Stomp, stomp, stomp. Well, here it says somebody else is going to be mo'el because I said I said something in a neder. The Rambam says, you can never be over loyal chel devaro if it isn't your dibur. Why would you be over on me'ila if it's somebody else's dibur, which is essentially based on neder? Okay. Obviously, I mean, there, the other ways of learning this is that it's actually making a connection to Hekdesh, not saying that it is like Hekdesh, but again, it goes beyond our dapim right now. We'll see more of this issue later. Is our dear president ready? Victor Emetrumato, right smack bang, once again in the middle of the Mishnah. We made a break for the printer's benefit over here. So what we were saying is all the things you could do. You could give him back his Avedah, and you could pay his Shokala Chiklo, and Vitorema Trumata. You can also take off Truma for him, take off Maaser from him. Of course, it was only be Ladato. We'll see what that means in the Gemara. Umakriva love. And if you are a Kohen, and this guy is usur on your Hana'ah, you can nonetheless bring for him korbanot. You could bring kinei zavin, kinei zavot, kinei yoldot, chataot, vashamot. You could bring the korbanot that make it possible for him to come into the Beit HaMikdash, that make it possible for him to eat kodesh. Now, certainly he's being nene from that. And nonetheless, you're allowed to do that. And we're going to talk about why in the Gemara. And you could also allow him into your daf yomi. Yes, because he sure ain't getting any pleasure. That's umalamdo midrash halachot vagadot avaloyelamdenu mikra. You can't teach him Tanakh. Again, the Gemara says, "What? We're going to see about this in the Gemara." Aval milamedu et banav et benotav mikra. You could teach his kids, even though he is a surbana. Of course, the question over here is would you be saving him money? Is that what exactly? We'll see in the Gemara. Iboilo, we hear a fascinating question of all places to deal with this issue. How does the kahuna work? When a Kohen brings a carbon for me, is he acting in my benefit, or is he an official of the Beit HaMikdash? That's just the way a carbon is brought. There is no connection between me and the Kohen. So is the Kohen acting as an agent, my agent? Or is he basically acting on the other end? God made him an agent to bring God the carbon, so to speak.
That I can choose which.
Let's see some of the nafkamina. Iboilo. Hani kohani, shluchidi danavi or shluchidi shumaya? Are they our agents or are they God's agents? L'may nafkamina. Double agents. L'may nafkamina. What would be the nafkamina? The nafkamina would be lemudar hana'ah. If somebody is not allowed to derive benefit from a person, if you're going to tell me that he's acting as our agent, so then how could I have somebody who's osur ba'ana'ah to be fulfilling that function of acting as my agent? Homahani levi asur. So then he couldn't do it for me. The yamit shluchei d'shmaya, on the other hand, if he's not acting for me, he is an official of the Beit HaMikdash, and I'm simply presenting my things to the Beit HaMikdash, that he's doing his thing, but there's no connection between the two of us, then it would be shari. And despite the fact that it's true that I'm getting something out of it, I'm allowed to eat kachim and so on, that's just like being gorim on its ancillary on it. Happens to be I'm deriving that hanah from him, but it's generic. There's no connection between us, just as we've seen all the other issues, such as buying and selling or paying for services which anyway would have had to be paid for. All of those things are generic. So your do is generic. It happens to be the money comes from you, but you're just a buyer. You're not doing me any favors. I could sell it to any buyer, and therefore your identities are completely exchangeable, as far as I'm concerned. Right? If he's not my agent, so then he's just a generic. So it's a.
And this is for any Corbin?
Excellent question. Exactly what we're going to be talking about in a moment. So mine. But first, let's see the question. What would be the halacha? He said to him, what do you mean? Didn't you just read the Mishnah? Tashma, Ditznanu Makriva, Lav, Kineza, Vin, Kineza, etc., etc., etc. You just said that if Ishluchei Didan, he cannot bring a carbon for you, right? So I understand. Yeah, Ishluchei Didan, come on anyway. So then, basically, the Mishnah has answered your question. You yourself are telling me the Nafkamina is whether he can bring a carbon, and the Mishnah says you can bring a carbon. There you go. The Taimech. As Bobby just pointed out, why doesn't it list all the korbanot? Well, what's this business about? Kine, Zavim, Kine, Zavas, Kine. What are we here? We're in the middle of Kachim. You got to tell me you have the name of every korban. Why are we focusing on this? Let him just say in the Mishnah, Makriv alav korbanot. Why not just he can bring korbanot? I'll tell you why. Because the korbanot that are listed are unique. Because they're all mechusrei kapara. And mechusrei kapara are different. Now, of course, one way that they're different is that they are the source of my ability to eat kosher. And therefore, obviously, the Mishnah would want to tell us that even though I'm deriving benefit in terms of actual achila, I'm able to go now. It's not just a benefit, this abstract spiritual benefit. It's an actual benefit in me. I'm going to have something to eat that I wouldn't have been able to eat before. So that would be one reason to say these cases. Okay, but if you said generally korbanot, it would also be saying that. So there is an indication over here that there's something unique about mechusrei kapara. In a moment, we're going to ask, assuming that the gears of the Mishnah is correct, where it also lists chataot ve'ashamot, we're going to ask, well, what about that? That's not mechusrei kapara. But let's assume for a moment that the entire list in the Mishnah is mechusrei kapara. So there's something unique about mechusrei kapara. You know what that is? Mechusrei kapara is unique. D'omer Rabbi Yochanan, hakol tzrichim da'at, chutz mimechusrei kapara. What's interesting is that on any carbon that you would bring, you require the da'at of the individual who's bringing the carbon. So, therefore, since the halach is by mechusrei kapara, that the Torah specifically adds that you can bring this mechusrei kapara even for someone who doesn't have his own da'at, so if that's the case, it's clear that it's not coming from me. Because let's say if you can bring a mechusrei kapara to somebody else, he doesn't even know about it. He may be a katan for that matter. He may not even be aware of the need for a mechusrei kapara, wouldn't have the da'at even if he were. Nonetheless, you could bring the carbon for him, in which case it's something unique here, because it means I don't have to be the one that's appointing an agent either. It doesn't require agency, because it's not coming from me. That's why the Mishnah specifies these cases. If anything, the Mishnah is a raya the exact opposite. Because if a Kohen could bring any carbon for you, say so. If you're telling me in the Mishnah, Kohen can bring only those carbonot that don't require you to be the one who brings them, so then it's you who became the generic bringer of the carbon rather than the Kohen who is the generic shaliach for the carbon, you see. So if anything, I say it proves the opposite. Now, it's true, it doesn't prove the opposite 100%. Because I have the alternative explanation of why we chose Mechusrei Kapara that I just mentioned. Mechusrei Kapara add the fact that, yes, but now I'm going to derive real serious benefit. I'm going to have a meal. But even that is okay. All right. But if anything, if you want to bring a raya from this Mishnah to the status of a Kohen, if anything, you'd have to bring the opposite raya. And that they're not Shluchei D'Shamayim, they're Shluchei D'Dan. And that's why only such cases where you don't require my da'at, the Kohen can act, because it's clearly not relating to me particularly. How do we know that Mechusrei Kapara are unique? Yomar Rabbi Yochanan, HaKol Tzrichim Da'at, Chutz Mechusrei Kapara. And I'll prove it to you, says Rabbi Yochanan. Shari Adam may be Korban al Banav al Benotav Haktanim, Shideyamar Zod Torat Hazav, Bein Gadol Bein Katan. Now, if you're going to be bringing a Korban on an infant who is a Zav, which is not all that unusual, we spoke about Anita, because of the mother's hormones, you often have these kind of weird types of emissions of infants. So the case over there would be that the father, in order to be matir the child, wants to bring him into the Beit HaMikdash, wants to feed him kachim or whatever, would have to bring a korban. And if that's the case, how can the child have das for the korban? That must be, you don't need das. Since it says, Zot Torat HaZav, And the word Torat that appears in every single example of Mechusrei Kapara, it must be broadening. Torat, meaning this is the standard Torah, Kamal or high water, doesn't matter who it's applying to. So we learn that that means Ben Gadol, Ben Katan, right? If that's the case, it must be that you don't need that. Says the Gemara, well, wait a minute. According to Rabbi Yochanan, if the word Torah is coming to apply it across the board, where otherwise we wouldn't have known, how are you going to explain Zot Torah HaYoledet? Are you going to say a Yoledet is also a Ketana? Ben Ketana, Ben Ketola? Is it not true that Ketana is not a Bat Leda? Ketana Bat Leda. He remembered the famous sugya that we've had so many times. Votani Rabbi Kamei Rav Nachman, as Rabbi said, Shalosh Noshim Mishamshot Bimoch, you have three women who must use contraceptives, according to the Ran and many of the other Shitas Machlokas, whether they could use contraceptives, must use contraceptives. The Ran learns must use contraceptives. And one of the cases is a Ketana. Why a Ketana? Because we're afraid she might get pregnant and the pregnancy will kill her, or she can't really carry. So a Ketana, or a Mu'uberet, where she's already pregnant, and if just in the rare event that there would be a multiple pregnancy, even though she's already pregnant, she would damage the current fetus. And a Menika. Also, if she's nursing, so she might lose her milk supply. The reason that the Ketana uses contraceptives is Shema Titaber, the Tamut. So you see from here that a Ketana is in Yoledet. The Ran points out that even though the Gemara elsewhere says that this doesn't mean that she'll varai, it just says maybe she won't be able to carry, but she will get pregnant. You should bring the opposite right. If she needs contraceptives, obviously she's going to get pregnant, in which case we should say that a Ketana is a Bat Leda, and it's just dangerous for her. So the Ran says, if you learn that approach to the sugya, then you would say that bonim are like simanim. In other words, so by definition, she can't be. That's sort of like the Ripley's Believe It or Not. No Jew ever walked under, heard that one. No Jew ever walked under the Ark of Titus. Right? Why? Because somebody, the famous place, a soldier wrote him, I was there when all the Jews walked under it. He said, yes, but since you're in Cherem, so now that means you're no longer Jewish. If you had a baby, you're not a Ketana. That's it. So a Ketana, it can't say Zot Torata Yoledet. Now what's he going to do with that? Says Rabbi Yochanan, that's not a problem. Ahi Zot Torata Yoledet is not referring to Ketana, but how about if a guy has a wife who's out of her mind? I mean, really out of it. How about if she just showed up? Right, so now that's the equivalent of a Ketana. So he wants to now make her ru'uya for Achilat Kodesh. So says the Pasuk, Zot Torat, again, including everybody. Ben Pikacha, Ben Shota. Because the halacha is, Shekein Adam mevi korban alishto shota. A man can bring a korban for his wife who is a shota, because a man in general brings a korban for his wife. As Rabbi Yehuda points out in the Braita, the Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, a man who owns now a lot of money and has a wife who doesn't, because the ketubah already gave her money basically to him, so she would not be considered to be liquid as an Ashira. And there are karbanas where, depending on what your liquidity is, that is the level of carbon that you're mechuyev to bring. Or the carbon olav yoreid, or cases where we have a carbon that's brought by aniyut. The din is that he goes according to his status when he brings a carbon, and he brings on his wife, other mevi carbon ashir alishto. And not only that, he brings kol carbonot shechayeva, any carbon that she is chayevet, he brings. Shekach kotevla, because this is what he writes, and we're going to see the Ran is very different here, so. But Shekach kotevla, he writes in the Tnae HaKtuva, V'achrayut de'itlech alaymin kadmat dina. Any standing responsibilities that you have in the terms of Hegdesh, I will take upon myself. Now the Ran's gear sober is the other way. Take a look, Achi Garcin under the Ran. Titania Adam Evi Korban Asher Alishto V'chol Korbanot Shechayevet. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, lefichach, therefore, im pitra, if he divorces her, eno chayav b'akrayutan, he is no longer responsible for, you know, those little ads that say, I am no longer responsible. Well, in those days, they used to say, I will no longer pay for the korbanot. So he writes, Ashikach kotevet lo, she writes to him when she gets her ketuvah that she is now giving him a receipt that removes from him any responsibilities that he had, achrayut idli alayach min kodmat dana, any claims that I have against you previously for korbanot that needed to be brought, I pot to you from. So, okay, this is the opposite approach. The truth is, we don't really need Rabbi Yehuda to teach us this, as the Ran points out, to teach us that an adam is mevi korban, because all he's talking about, according to this, is just the fact that he's not responsible after a divorce. But since it doesn't say who the Tanakhama is, and it does say that Rabbi Yehuda is dead, so we relate to Rabbi, we mean Rabbi Yehuda and those that were mentioned along with Rabbi Yehuda. So, Shekach Kotevla. Okay. So therefore, it says Rabbi Yochanan, there's something unique about all of the Mechusrei Kapara, even a Yoledet. That's the point of mentioning Zot Torah on every single one of these cases. Zot Torah HaZog, Zot Torah HaBetzorah, Zot Torah HaYoledet, and so on. Masi Reb Shimi Bar Abba. Reb Shimi Bar Abba asks against this. And he says, Imaya Kohen Yizrok Alav Dam Chatato V'dam HaShamo. What are you going to do about that? Now, of course, this is a bright. Why didn't he just bring a raya from the Mishnah? The Mishnah also says chata'ot v'ashamot. Some say, based on this, that the Mishnah indeed didn't have the gears of chata'ot v'ashamot, because otherwise it would be very strange to ask from a bright. However, the Ran says it don't prove nothing. Because in the Mishnah, I would say clearly, why would I list kinezavim kinezavot and then say chata'ot v'ashamot? The whole order is weird. So the meaning in the Mishnah, contextually, is kinim, meaning the birds that you bring, but then there's certain things can't be birds. So you're going to bring the chata'ot or the ashamot of animals in the case of mechusrei kapara. So you bring an asham mitzora, that's the ashamot. You bring a chatat yoledet, which is ashira, that's the chatat. Right? So in context of the Mishnah, I know immediately what he's going to tell me. He's going to tell me, that's also mechusrei kapara. But in the bright, that doesn't say anything about kinei zav and kinei zava. All it says is you can go ahead and bring and do the zrika of the dam of a korban chatas and a korban asham. Doesn't that bother you? Doesn't that seem to mean any chatas and any asham? And he answers, of course, no. What it means is dam chatato shall mitzora, dam ashamo shall mitzora. Because by mitzora we find exactly the same case that we do not require the da'at of the person who is becoming tahor. As it says, zot tiye torata mitzora, Bein gadol, bein katan. Therefore, we know, still do not have a raya. Even though, if anything, we have an indication from our Mishnah that you need to come on to the fact that it's unique, but if we're anything else, a coin would not be allowed to act in your benefit. It's not 100% a raya. Let's see if we can bring a raya from the following. It's not. Hakohanim shepiglu b'migdash, mezidin chayavim. Somebody goes ahead now, and he is a coin. And he has in mind when he's on purpose, he hates you. And on purpose, he passes your carbon by having in mind to either eat or to bring this carbon at a time that is chutz lizmano, or chutz limekom, either a time or place where he's not allowed to. And he just does this in his mind. And the halacha is over there that in doing such a thing, so he also is chayev. But if he does it by accident, he damaged you. If he does it for shogeg, he's potter. But he's potter, right? But pigulo pigul. I mean, in other words, the pigul is pigul no matter what. No, I don't understand. I understand if you tell me. I mean, the shogeg really bothers me. Because, see, if he does it b'mezid, I could say, okay, what he's doing is, he's saying, I abrogate your shlichut. I'm not acting in your benefit right now. I'm acting to mess you up. Fine. Okay. But b'shogeg, what we're saying is that his pigul, despite the fact that he's continuing to act as your shliach, assuming that that is the case, that a kohen acts as your shliach, B'shogeg, he's going ahead, thinking, oh, this was a shlamim, it was meant to be eaten 3 days, and actually it wasn't, it was a tona, it was meant to be eaten that same day, and he didn't realize that, did it b'shogeg. Why can't the guy say, look, you were not a kohen for that machshevet pigul, because after all, you were acting as my agent, and just as any agent who messes things up, I have the classic response, l'tikuni shedarticha v'lo la'avati, I sent you to do something for me correctly, and not to mess me up. Therefore, this signature is invalid, this pigul is invalid, you were not acting on my benefit. And yet, it's clear from here that the only issue is whether he has to pay you for the damage that he caused, but not whether the carbon is pigul. The carbon is definitely pigul. So what are you going to do about that? Let's read that now. So, ha'shogim yipturin, elashi pigul on pigul. Now, he amit b'shlem ishluchid ishmai, obviously, if this coin is never acting as my agent anyway. He's always the man, the functionary in the Mikdash. He's God's agent. Okay, so then as long as you're with me, I can yell and scream and say, you had no right to do that. I didn't appoint you. I don't know, who are you? Never heard of you. You don't need to appoint me. So, you're going to tell me, however, that it's a shliach of our own, amai pigul an pigul. Why then would the pigul be pigul? We should cancel his actions by saying, lemale, shlicha shivaticha letikuni velo la'avat. So I made you only a shliach to be in my benefit, not to mess up my things. Says the Gemara, it's also not a riot. Because shiny gabi pigul, the Omar krot lo yechashev. Why do you think the Torah adds those extra words? That if it's ine achel yachel yomash shishi lo yeachel, is lo yeachel, lo yeratzeh, lo yechashev lo, piguya. What do you have to add lo yechashev lo? Lo yeachel piguya. Lo yechashev means that I don't care whether somebody had a right to act this way or didn't have a right to act this way. Whether the man tries to abrogate the shlichut, once he was the one who was correctly doing the avoda, he also is the one who has the misright, to be taken seriously when he has the machshavas people. And therefore, even though you're shouting the tikkuni shavatich la'avati, when it comes to pigul, the Torah says, did he have the machshava or not? That's all I want to know. If he had the machshava, rights don't matter. And therefore, the one who did the act is the one who creates the pigul. So from here, too, we have no raya. We still leave this in our sugya. The question remains hanging. In other places, we end up, according to most shitas, coming out that, indeed, the way that we initially wanted to bring a raya, and the truth is the Gemara brings a rather simple raya, which is, the Gemara in Kedushin says, how could a person do something as your shliach when you can't do that thing? So he must be appointed from somewhere else. If you're not a kohen, you can't do this avoda, how can you appoint somebody to do it for you? Usually, the agent is limited to the powers of the mishaleach. And so that, the Gemara takes sort of that for granted there. So that becomes the psak. Why But indeed, neither of them are loyal up until that point.
Avze mo'el.
Toshma, the Tanan, Umakriva Lav Kinezavim, Kinezavot, Yan, which will fit it down anyway. Latimer, Litimakriva Lav Korbanot. Obviously, the Chusre Kapara are unique. Chusre Kapara, Shiny, Dom Rabbi Yavaran, Gotzrim, Da'at, Chutzbi, Chusre Kapara, Shari Adam, maybe Korban, Albanav, Albanot, Avakhtanim, Shemar, Vizot Ratazav, Ben Gadol, Ben Katan. Elamiatala Rabbi Yochanan, Zotarata Yoledet, you're going to tell me means Ben Ktana Ben Gdola? Ktana Bet Ridayi. Votani Rabbine, Kameda Rabbi Nachman, Sholosh Nashim Meshamshot Bemoch, Ktana Muber Dominika, Ktana Shemet Taber Vetamut. No, Zotarata Yoledet comes to tell me, not Ben Gdola Ben Ktana, but Ben Bikacha Ben Shota. Shkenadam Evi Korbana, Vishto Shota, Kidivere Rabbi Yehuda, Titania. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Adam Evi Korban Ashir Al Ishto, because it goes according to him, not according to us. Obviously, it doesn't require that. V'chol b'korbanot shechayevet, shekach kotev la v'achrayut, v'hitech alai, v'chodem ad-dinah. Mati Rav Shimon Bar Abba, im haya kohen, yizrok ala dam chatato, v'dam ha-shamo. What are you going to do? That's not a chuzik apor. Oh, yes it is. He's dam chatato shebitzora, v'dam ha-shamo shebitzora. Why Mitzorah? Because there too it's a Zot Tia Torah to Mitzorah. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, consistently that means Ben Gadol Ben Gatan. Tonight, a Kohanim Shepiglu B'Migdash, if they do it B'Mezid, they cause damage to Chayavim. Hashogigim Pturim, Ela Shepigulan Pigul. See, Yamr Pishleim Ashruchet Shbaya Havi, Ayna Shepigulat Pigul, Ela Yamr Shruchet Idan Havi, Abay Pigulat Pigul, Lema Lech Shalicha Shavat Tichel Etekudi Velo Lavati. Amri shiny gavi pigul. The Yom Akron extra loye chashevlo, meaning bechol makom.